2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Biden, at this point, has lost all credibility, not just with the American people over these classified documents, but now he seems to be losing credibility with Democrats and the media. Now, this may be because they just want to get rid of him. In fact, there's now a list over the weekend of Democrats that decided to turn on Joe Biden over the endless classified document revelations. And we're not just talking about random Democrats. We're talking about senior Democrats that are becoming increasingly just irritated, dismayed by the endless screw-ups and revelations of more classified documents being hoarded by President Joe Biden. They're also sick and tired of the bungled responses from the White House and the White House press secretary and the chief of staff on the issue. In fact, the Associated Press is now reporting that the line of Democratic lawmakers booked for the Sunday news shows found themselves quizzed about the latest developments in this drama, and the majority of them said he screwed it up. That's the first Sunday since he's been president where the majority of Democrats on TV have said that he is doing something wrong. Now, most of these people appeared barely 24 hours after a search Friday at Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, by the FBI. A more than 12-hour search of his property found yet more documents with classified markings. They also took possession of some of his handwritten notes, is what we've now been told this morning. Biden should be embarrassed by the situation. That's what Senator Dick Durbin, the second highest-ranking Democrat in the Senate, said, calling for there to be, quote, transparency. He also said to CNN that the president had succeeded the moral high ground on an issue that had already entangled former President Donald Trump. Durbin went on to say, responsibility for the litany of deceptions and half-truths ultimately lies at Joe Biden's feet.
And while we are waiting, I want to turn to the new classified documents that the FBI found at the president's house in Delaware. It was a 13-hour search that happened on Friday. It's just the latest revelation of the president having classified items that he shouldn't have. You've been in Congress for 40 years. You've handled classified material for a lot of those years, probably most of them. How concerned are you about this?
Well, I'm concerned. There's a standard that we follow when it comes to members of Congress and classified information. The door to my office is closed. The person who presents the document to me takes it out of a locked briefcase, hands it to me, and watches as I read it. When I finish reading it, he takes it back, puts it in the briefcase, and leaves the scene. I mean, that's how carefully we review these documents. To think that any of them ended up in boxes, in storage, one place or the other, is just unacceptable. But having said that, let me make this point clear. Joe Biden has said from the start, we are going to be totally transparent about this. Let the chips fall where they may. I'm going to open my home voluntarily to a search, not the first search, I'm sure, of his offices and home. He has shown total cooperation in this effort. That is a sharp contrast to President Trump.
Well, I want to, speaking of former President Trump, I want to play something that you said last year about the classified documents found at his Mar-a-Lago resort.
It's an outrage. It is a literal outrage for the president to take this important information down to his home in Florida and then store it in a closet with traffic, people back and forth in his resort and golf course. Is an outrage.
Is it also an outrage for the current president to have what appears to be multiple classified documents in multiple locations?
At its heart, the issue is the same. Those documents should not have been in the personal possession of either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. But what happened and followed from it is significantly different.
By the way, I'm gonna forget the spin here, okay? Dick Durbin, the number two, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is saying this is a problem. This is a Democrat saying this is a problem because of the way they've handled it. The special counsel appointed by the Attorney General Merrick Garland investigating this case, he said, well, of course, let's be honest about it. When that information is found, it diminishes the stature of any person who is in possession of it because it's not supposed to happen. The elected official bears ultimate responsibility. This is a new line, I want to be clear, for Democrats. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat West Virginia, who also appeared on the Sunday morning shows. He was on Meet the Press, said the president should have a lot of regrets. This is a Democrat saying this. You just might as well say, listen, it's irresponsible. The president told reporters on Thursday he had, quote, no regrets, no regrets over how and when the public learned about the documents and that there was no, there was no there. And when you start saying things like that, you know that there is a there there. So let's go back to the timeline real quick, because this timeline is getting very interesting. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, let's go back to November 2022. Okay, just a couple months ago. On November the 2nd, we are supposed to believe, keyword believe, that classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center randomly because he employed $800 or $1,000 an hour movers that just happened to be his lawyers to move and pack up his office. Then they just found a document that was classified. Then they claim, if you believe the timeline, November the 3rd, again, this is before Election Day of the midterms, that the National Archives were informed the next day. Why didn't they inform them on the 2nd? That's the question I want to know. Then on November the 4th, this is 2 days after they claim they found these documents, the DOJ was informed. That's 4 days before the November the 8th midterms. 1 day after the November the 8th midterm elections, gotta love this timing from the deep state, the FBI investigation begins. Not on the 8th, not on the 7th, but on the 9th. So there's deniability of, well, we didn't know about this, or we didn't get involved, or we didn't start till the day after the midterms. I mean, what a hell of a coincidence, right? Then on November the 14th, again, now we're talking what? I mean, November 8th is the midterms. You got the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. 6 days later, the AG appoints a U.S. attorney to investigate. Nothing happens from November the 14th until we get to December the 20th. And that's when stuff really starts hitting the fan. December the 20th, 5 days before Christmas, 4 days before Christmas Eve, when the American people are distracted, documents just happen to be found in Biden's garage. Fast forward to after New Year's. So from December the 20th all the way up until January the 5th, nothing really going on. January the 5th, the U.S. attorney recommends a special counsel. Then, 4 days later, on January the 9th, the White House tells the public about the first set of documents, even though they know there's a second set of documents. 3 days after that, on January the 12th, documents are all of a sudden found in Biden's home. January the 12th, late afternoon, five more files were found in Wilmington, is what the White House then says. Fast forward to January the 14th. 2 days later, the White House confirms five files were found at his house in Wilmington on the 12th, but don't worry, that's all of them. They said it was complete. It was complete. It was complete. January the 20th, DOJ searches Biden's home for 13 hours and finds six more classified documents. You think they're being transparent? They're not, because there's probably more out there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to take you back to another part of this conversation. We have the timeline now. We know how this has unfolded. We now have top Democrats like Joe Manchin and Dick Durbin saying that the president should be held accountable for this. Why are they saying it? Two reasons. One, I think because they have no other choice. And two, because maybe they're trying to see if this is their way of getting rid of the useful idiot. I truly believe that. We also are being told now that the DOJ is weighing searching more location for Biden documents. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But what we are seeing now is that Republicans realize this is something that needs to be investigated. The new chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, Representative James Comer, he is a Republican from Kentucky. He was interviewed on Fox News Sunday, and he said, he took Biden at his word when the first set of documents were found. But now this has gone from just simply being irresponsible to, quote, downright scary. White House officials are reportedly suspicious about how Biden's classified document scandal was also leaked so quickly to the press after just a select group of inner White House personnel and Department of Justice officials knew about the initial violations, which apparently they wanted to keep secret from the American people on purpose until after the midterm elections. They were hiding this. The deep state and the White House said, let's not tell the American people. Let's hide. Let's hide all of this. Now, there's another part of this story that's important, and that is, can you trust this White House? I would argue no. There's no way that you can trust this White House based on what we are seeing. Take a listen to this from Fox News Channel, where they were talking about that exact issue. Can you trust anybody at this White House?
Now, even though President Biden says he has no regrets, this is totally different than President Trump, and he thinks this is all much ado about nothing. Not all Democrats feel this way. Listen to Senator Dick Durbin.
Do you fear that because of that, the current president has kind of lost the high ground on this notion of classified information being where it shouldn't be?
It diminishes the stature of any person who is in possession of it, because it's not supposed to happen. Whether it was the fault of a staffer or an attorney, it makes no difference.
As more Democrats come out and say something similar, is that a problem for President Biden?
It is a problem, and I think Aisha Hosni just keyed in on what the big difference is here, is that these are now, you know, these latest tranche, which we found documents from his Senate tenure, now he can't claim that he's not personally responsible for this. So when this was all starting to happen, when they were finding these documents from his vice presidency, they quietly tried to blame the staff. They pointed to Kathy Chung, who was his executive assistant, who packed up his vice presidential office and sort of threw her under the bus as possibly the person responsible for that. But Kathy Chung didn't work for him in the U.S. Senate. He had a completely different staff there. He was in the Senate. He left the Senate in 2009, so that was over a decade ago. And he arrived in 1972. Where are these documents from that were from his Senate offices? So what this shows is this is not a staff problem. This is a Joe Biden problem. He is a serial mishandler of classified information going back a decade or more. And, you know, so when they try and draw the distinction with Donald Trump, well, Trump was personally responsible for keeping these documents and resisting the FBI. Joe Biden was personally responsible for mishandling classified information going back to his Senate days. So you can't blame the staff for this anymore.
Listen to Dick Durbin. He was on with Dana Bash, CNN, the Democratic senator from Illinois. Oh, we got that. Okay. So his whole point was that he's, in all likelihood, could lose the high ground when it comes to this. Let me quote the Wall Street Journal here. Don't go to the graphic, guys. Toward the end, wrong one. Come on back. The public can see the double standard the White House is indulging to explain away his actions, even if most of the press corps does not. Mm-hmm. That might be the case, Mark, but that will not prevent the press corps from saying that Trump is indeed different from Biden. How do you see that?
Well, there are differences, but there are also differences that did cut away against Joe Biden. And look, he just said, when he says, "I have no regrets," that just shows the cavalier attitude he has towards this. The proper answer is, if you really want the moral high ground, is to say, look, anytime there are classified documents that are outside a secure compartmented facility, something's gone wrong. And I want to get to the bottom of how these documents got there. I didn't know about them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out. And I take this very seriously. He hasn't said that. He says, no, they're there. I have no regrets. So that just demonstrates the cavalier attitude he has towards it. This is, you know, these are not just secret documents or confidential documents. It has been reported they're top secret SCI documents.
Wow.
Like the highest level of classification.
I cannot imagine it.
Mark's point here is, and I do think this is probably because if you are Joe Biden and you're the age of Joe Biden, you probably just don't give a crap. And I mean that. Like, you probably just don't care. You think, they're not coming after me. The deep state's not going to come after me. They're not going to screw with me. They know that I'm in charge. They know that I'm going to be one of the good guys. They know that it's going to be okay with me. And I do believe that's probably a large part of this, is that they're just saying, hey, I can do whatever the hell I want to do. I am Joe Biden. Now, that arrogance slash mentality has technically been correct his entire career. He's been in office for 50 years this year. He went to the Senate 50 years ago. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. 50 years. He's had a 50-year plus career in government. That's also the reason why we need term limits, for goodness sakes. But when you hear him talking, the way that he's talking, like there is no there, this is, you know, this is a joke. Everything's fine. I have no regrets. I did nothing wrong. Everything's okay. I actually believe that he believes that because he just doesn't care. Like I truly believe that he thinks everything is actually fine. That everything is actually okay. That this is, that there are no issues here. And even if he did break the law, I don't believe he's going to be held accountable for it, mainly because of his age. And because he's a Democrat. And people will cover for him. You add all of that up, right? I mean, you add all of that up. And you look at his life, you look at his son, you look at the crime family, you look at Jimmy, you look at James, you look at the New York Post article, you look at Twitter, you look at big tech, you look at how they've always protected him. Now, the only thing that I do believe here is probably a little bit different for him is that he doesn't understand now that there's a lot of Democrats, as the Associated Press talked about, they're trying to figure out how they're going to get rid of him. They do want a primary. They don't want it to be Kamala Harris. Notice how quiet, by the way, Kamala has been. She's not defending the president right now. Have you noticed that? There's a reason why she's not defending the president now. The main reason why she's not defending him is because I think she understands this may be her opportunity. Right? This may be that moment for her where she gets a chance to go to the White House or at least run for it or have an advantage over others. I do believe that everybody now is kind of playing the same game. What's my lane here? You look at these senators coming out and they're doing a calculation right now. Is he useful to me? No. Is he a liability? Yes. Is he at the end of his career? Yes. You know, Adam Schiff, and this is scumbag Adam Schiff. This is the guy that impeached the president trying to overthrow the will of the people, knowing the entire time that the Steele dossier was created and made by the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's lawyers out of thin air. He knew this. He knew that his party, the Democratic Party, was the one who made this. He knows all of this, folks. Okay? He knows all of it. Make no mistake. He understands it. And he tried to overthrow the will of the people. Even this scumbag, Adam Schiff, now on MSNBC, trying to figure out what his lane is here. And if that means get rid of Joe Biden, then so be it. Listen to him on MSNBC.
Congressman, since you obviously serve on the Intel Committee, you're a perfect person to ask this question. If we searched your home, if we searched your properties, if we searched your cars, if we searched everything, would we find any classified documents there?
No, you wouldn't. And it is a real problem that these documents are somewhere they shouldn't be. I have a deep concern over any time we discover that they're classified information materials anywhere they shouldn't be. And I am so careful when I leave that skiff. I'm careful when I go into it. I literally pat myself down to make sure I've gotten rid of all my electronics and very careful not to take anything out of the skiff. No, look, I'm glad the president is fully cooperating. That's what he should do. That's what he needs to do. But the fact that there are, additional documents now in a place they shouldn't be, we need the intelligence community to do an assessment, just as I urged with the documents in Mar-a-Lago, and make sure that there hasn't been any compromise of the information.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California, thank you.
This is not normal. All right, the way that Adam Schiff just said what he said, this is not normal. Why is he doing this all of a sudden out of nowhere? It is because I believe that he thinks, yeah, I'm ready to be done with this. And maybe we need a grand debate. They're terrified, by the way, of Kamala being the heir apparent. They know she would be a disaster. They know she would be a terrible candidate. And they want to have a primary. Like that's something you do need to really understand, okay? They want to have a primary. They feel like they need this primary. And there's a lot of Democrats that are now ripping on this president, hanging him out to dry, who are doing it for that reason because they're thinking about running or they are going to run. They've already decided if we can dismiss Biden, hang him out to dry, I'm in this thing. And they understand the timeline here. I mean, look at it right now, folks. We're less than 2 years from the inauguration. Say it again. We're less than 2 years from the inauguration. You got to have a primary if you're the Democratic Party. You cannot just have it be Kamala.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let me just take a quick pause here, and I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. All right, now, I want to get to another important story real quick. And that deals with the U.S. FDA is now proposing a shift to an annual COVID vaccine shot that you would take just like the flu. Now, this comes days after the Pfizer CEO was in Davos, right, for the big meeting there with all the people. And this is what many people refer to as the big One World Order meetings in Davos. The Pfizer CEO was in Davos, and he said something that was many people found eerie. He said, we're going to combine the COVID vaccine, we're working on it, with the flu vaccine. And we've already started the, quote, experiments. Listen.
How far are we away from one vaccine that's both COVID and flu together?
First, we need to have a flu. And if we have a flu, already we started experiments to combine the two so that we don't lose time again. I think we'll come more or less all together if it is successful.
We've started the experiments, right? We've started the experiments. He went on to say that not only are we running this, but we're waiting for cases as they accumulate. Means that people have been vaccinated, group placebo vaccine, and the disease. Some of them will get disease. And then we are waiting to unblind the data so that we see what's coming. I think it will come in this year in 2023. CNBC says that's what I was going to ask. I mean, you can't guarantee a timeline depending on the clinical trial. CEO says, no, because, you know, he says, but your best guess, what do you think? I think for the first half of the year, maybe. First half of the year. Yeah. Wow. And so how far are we away from one vaccine that's both COVID and flu together? Oh, we got these experiments going. This happens, and then a couple of days later, just randomly, I'm sure not connected to this at all, the FDA then proposes a shift to an annual COVID vaccine, just like the flu shot. How many of you are going to take it? I can tell you right now, I'm not doing it on the regular. Now, here's what they said in their announcement. The U.S. health regulator proposes now the use of one dose of the latest, quote, updated COVID-19 shot annually for healthy adults. They say this is just going to be like the flu immunization campaign. They say their goal is to simplify the U.S.'s current COVID vaccine strategy. In other words, forever and ever, amen, you need a vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration's proposal was outlined in its briefing document ahead of a meeting of its panel of external advisors that are supposed to be, quote, independent. They're not, all right, on Thursday of this week. It has also asked the panel to consider the usage of two COVID vaccine shots a year for some young children, so two shots for your young children of the COVID vaccine, and in older adults and persons with compromised immunity, two shots a year. The regulator also sought its advisor's view on the need for routine selection of variants for updating the vaccine, similar to the same way that they do strands for the flu vaccine are changed annually depending on what they believe the next strand is going to be. The agency's proposal is probably going to pass with flying colors on Thursday, we're being told. Following its announcement of its intention for the update, the Biden administration has, quote, also been planning a new big campaign. It will be a campaign. Your tax dollars going for this. You're going to hear ads about this. You're going to see PSAs, and you're going to see a multi-million dollar ad campaign of vaccine boosters every fall season, we're now being told from the White House. Now, the agency expects that simplifying, they claim, the COVID vaccine composition and annual immunization schedules may contribute to less complicated vaccine deployment, fewer vaccine administration errors, they claim, and less complex communication, which could potentially lead to improved vaccine coverage rates in the U.S. because people are running away from the vaccines. This also, and I'm going to put this on your radar screen, listen to me. I do not have this from anyone. I'm just telling you this is my gut. And my gut is what's going to end up happening here is they're going to combine these two so that then they can force you in the vaccine schedule for your kids in schools. This is going to be about demanding that all of our children, grandchildren, they have to get vaccinated. That is something that scares the hell out of me. If you combine this with a flu shot, then they're going to basically say, well, you just have to get both at the same time. That's just how this has to work. They're going to tell you that you got to get both at the same time for your own good. They're going to try to combine these two because, look, it is also more money, okay? It's a lot more cash for them. But think about how much money this is if every single year You're getting double vax, right? A flu vax and a COVID vax and the same shot. Now, do I trust the government on this one? Hell no. I do not. Am I going to let my kids get vaccinated for COVID based on what I know now? No, and they've not been vaccinated. But this is part of this is going to be taking away, I think, your parental rights. You normalize this, you throw it in a flu vaccine, and then you put it on the regular immunization schedule and you force parents to get their kids vaccinated for COVID, okay? Even though the health risk, the rate of death among children is lower than the flu for COVID and kids. Do the children actually need the vaccine based on the data? No. Based on what we've seen, you're more likely to die as a child from the flu than you are to die from COVID if you get it. Children have done incredibly well with COVID. Why would you force this? You also notice here, they're thinking about how they can get their hands, I think, on some cash and control over you. What do I mean by that? They're now saying they want there to be two vaccines for children. Okay? Two of them. Not one, two of them. That is also another very big problem. It's a lot of money, though. Every kid that goes to school, hey, you got to get vaccinated. Oh, really? I do? Yep, got to get vaccinated. So everybody's got to get vaccinated to go to school. That's where they're going to go with this. There's also big money with seniors. You notice that the schedule they say for seniors they're recommending is two vaccines a year. Why? It's big money, folks. That's just the way they're looking at this. This is a big cash, multi-billion dollar industry off of one vaccine, which they've already developed. People are running away from the vaccine. People are not getting these vaccines. People are not getting the boosters, even if they got the vaccines. There are a lot of questions that people are asking about young, healthy men dying of heart attacks. You've probably seen them in the news lately. Should we answer some of those questions before we keep forcing vaccines on people? I would argue we should. But if people aren't volunteering to go get the vaccines and the rate of vaccination is dropping, then how do you get the money back? How do you pump up the dollars? Add it in with a flu shot. That's all you got to do. Add it in with a flu shot and then put it on the normal immunization schedule for children. Tell all the seniors, you're 60 and over, 55 and over, 65 and over, that you need two a year, you're going to die. Get it normalized. And then you have two age groups you can own. The middle, you can debate with, right? Or almost let them go. But if you're older, two a year. If you're younger, two a year. And force parents into submission where they say, fine, give them the flu shot with COVID shot. And then you get a sticker that says you're a good parent. This is about total control. And this is what they're going to do with the FDA. I don't know how, and I will say this, if any Republican wins the presidency in 2024, they better dismantle this crap, and I almost used another word. They better dismantle it, and they better rebuild it, because otherwise there's going to be something that really does happen in this country. There's going to be something that, you know, that hits the fan, and people are not going to listen to the health experts because of what Dr. Fauci did to this country, because of what the FDA has done to this country. So if there's any Republicans out there thinking about running for office, listen to me when I say this. You better overhaul the system if you get elected, because there will be a day when there's something important that we as a country are going to need to listen to from the FDA and from public health officials, and no one's going to do it because of what they just did and the total lack of trust we have in these institutions now. All right, we're going to keep up on the Hunter Biden issues, that I can promise you, okay? And also on this insanity with the vaccine. So make sure that you hit that share button and share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that subscribe or auto download button as well. And I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.